for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, buddy. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Lost Prophets in studio
Yay!
Tonight.
Hello.
Hello.
That's Jamie and Mike both here. Start Something, name of the CD. These guys were in right after the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And because you played the K-Rock Super Bowl.
That's right.
Party and then came here immediately after. Super Bowl, not a big thing. Were you guys from Wales?
Yes. Yes.
Is this Super American football's no big deal over there?
No, really, no.
Well, it gets showing.
Yeah. It gets showed. The Super Bowl.
Actually,
will be
there's a town in Newport that have their own American football team.
Oh, really?
But they don't. I don't think they wear the pads. I think
no, they wear the pads. It's
do they?
Proper American football.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, I went without through, Americans.
I went training with them once.
Yeah, it's rough. Hard. Yeah. Well, you know, it struck me that soccer's basically caught on here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's caught on in terms of it's being played as much as any sport. It's not being paid attention to probably as much as it is in the UK. But I would bet just because of the amount of people we have over here, there's probably more junior soccer teams, you know, like 9-year-olds playing soccer in the United States than probably in Europe.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, not in Europe, but in England.
Well, maybe. Connect up.
So that should mean you're actually better. You should be.
No,
better.
It means we should be. We suck.
We should be.
We really suck.
We've got a really good female team.
I'll tell you why we're not that good. A, we don't care. B, we send our white guys. We keep the black guys for the important stuff, you know. And then it's sort of like why a lot of like the Chinese can't drive out here, which is not enough generations.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like when your grandfather was driving a bike. And his father, and then his son, your dad rode a bike, and then you're like the first guy to get a car in your entire village. You're not going to be very good. And this is what we are with soccer. We need a few generations.
Yeah,
we need guys whose dads and grandpas played, and we don't like. There's no grandpas that ever played soccer. No, not even any dads. Right.
Right. Mm.
It's like the first generation.
Right. Well, there's some dads now. You're at that point.
It kind of works the other way as well with ice hockey in the UK because we've got a lot of ice hockey teams, but they're crap.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have enough.
And we try and, like, buy, like, Canadian ice hockey players.
Sure.
And they just come in and you know, destroy everybody else.
But they have curling.
Yeah.
They got curling, which is a huge... They got curling and ice fishing over there, which, to me, suggests a problem... The country has a problem with booze.
If you
think about it,
ice
fishing
that.
Is what you do when you want to drink and be left alone.
You should be
curling
drunk.
Is what you do when you're drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
See, ice fishing you do to get the buzz, and then you go out and curl once you got the buzz going.
You ever seen a curling rink?
I have seen.
They're
huge. I've seen. It's an Olympic sport. Have you guys seen curling?
Yeah. A little bit.
They take this
like bowls. Yeah,
they take. Yeah,
it's mesmerizing.
It's a little bocce ball. It's a little bowling.
It's like a big lump of stone. It's
a little maintenance work.
The broom.
Yeah. They clean the ice.
The sanitation engineer.
They take like a frozen turkey with a rope on it.
With a handle.
It's a weird weight. Yeah. And they slide this weight.
It's a little bit of shuffleboard.
And somebody runs in front of it and sweeps very vigorously to steer it.
Yeah. Is that a professional like sport then?
I think. It's your country.
What would be the description of the people, you know, the job title of the people that clean the ice?
Jackass.
Drunken jackass.
Yeah.
So I do ice cleaning.
I don't know. And by the way, are there any, I don't know when that was made an Olympic sport, and I know they always have the Olympic trial sports. When do we say no? You know what I mean? It's like, all right, curling, Olympic trial sport. Let's see what you guys got. All right, you Canucks, slide that frozen turkey out there. You retard is drunk. Run out front of it with a broom. All right, gentlemen, we've seen enough. We're moving on. Sorry, that will not be making the Olympics. By the way, we let you guys in. We got to let everyone in. You understand? If we make this an official Olympic sport, who are we going to say no to?
Right.
They're all going to go, what about the curling? See what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we should just nip that one in the bud. And it's not like it comes from ancient Greece or anything, does it?
I doubt it.
No, I don't think it does.
I don't think they
Engineer
have ice.
Chris, get on that internet and find out when curling entered the Olympics.
He's like,
okay.
Do I have to?
You have to do it. All right.
It's your job.
see the calendar pages blowing by and the trees changing, leaves falling, snow gathering, now the thaw again. Eventually, Drew will head over there and find it. Yes, Drew?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Around late spring.
All right. Lost Prophets here tonight. We'll hear something off the CD. They're going to be at the House of Blues, by the way, this sunset.
Friday.
Oh, this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
House of Blues, sunset. On Sunset, this Friday, everybody. $14, that's cheap.
That is cheap for three bands.
Oh, really?
Three good bands,
three
actually.
Good bands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, that's cheap for just you guys.
I know.
Yeah.
We don't sell ourselves short, really, but we like to offer a service.
Yeah, that's
low
smart.
Rate.
No, yeah. Let the
good
kids
service too.
Let the kids go out and see a show.
Yeah.
Not pay an arm and a leg. Drew, you ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Cat?
Kind of.
Cat?
Oh, hi. Sorry.
You're 16. What's up?
Yeah. Okay, I'm a lesbian, and my girlfriend and I have been working together for 5 months now, coming up on 5 months. And every time we have sex, either oral or any kind of sex at all, she comes really quickly, like within 2 minutes probably.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I mean, obviously I'm not doing a bad job, but I don't know, what is there that I can do to make it last longer, I guess?
Is she complaining?
No, she's not complaining, but I don't know. I wish it would last a little longer.
Well, does she have to, you know, close up shop as soon as she has the orgasm?
No, I don't know. I just, like, I mean, I've tried making it last longer.
Listen, answer that question.
Everybody, please listen. Would you just stop? Stop just bulldozing forward with your same retarded questions. Does she have to stop after she has the orgasm?
There you go.
Yeah.
She does?
Yeah.
Why?
She says it's too sensitive.
Can you have an orgasm first before her?
Can I? Yeah, I can usually have more than one.
Oh. Ooh, all right. Well, then that's good.
Yeah, right? That's a plus.
But okay. Why don't you do your thing first and then finish?
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
She can... just, I don't know. I was just wondering if there was anything you guys could help me with, any tips or something I could try to make it.
Maybe. Put all that stuff that burns away warts on her clitoris.
Oh,
Send it up. Be like shoe leather.
Can I dissolve it?
You won't even know. He'd burn it with a cigarette. She wants to what?
Spray.
She'll be like, I smell burning flesh. What is that? Drew, I don't know. Ice it down?
No,
what do you think? Look, Coke. Liquid Coke's good.
I think both of them are very lucky people.
Yeah, there's medication.
You shouldn't be moaning about that at all.
There's medication that can do this, but I certainly wouldn't recommend it.
There is? What is it?
Well, the Coke. Prozac and Zoloft and things can delay it.
Just get drunk.
Yeah.
Get drunk.
She's 16.
Okay.
She's 16. She should stick to heroin. Hey, all right, Kat, good times.
Yes?
Yeah.
And how fast can she rebound after she has her orgasm?
See, sometimes not at all. Like, sometimes, like, after a couple minutes, like, she's okay to go again, but then I can't make her come after that. So usually she can only come once.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right. She's like one of those Derringer pistols. You know what I mean? It's just got the one shot. You keep it in your sock.
Sounds like you, Mike.
Goes off really easily.
It goes off easily. It's got not much range.
Can't reload.
No, that's it. It's just for that one thing where the guy pulled the ace out of his boot and he's been cheating. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Pow.
Yeah. I watched a little Starsky and Hutch tonight.
The movie or the TV show? Yeah.
And it hadn't been turned on for more than a minute and a half before cars just start flying through trash cans. Just trash cans piled up, trash cans falling over, boxes. Always a fight in an alley with trash cans and boxes.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys get to watch much American TV, but back in the 70s, it was one big long fight in an alley with guys flying into boxes that didn't appear to have anything in them.
Yeah, by the way, I don't know. I've ever seen boxes stacked in an alley.
Certainly not just cans. Filled with
nothing.
Shredded newspaper.
Just refrigerator boxes.
Basically. Yeah, just piles and piles of boxes filled with shredded newspaper. Never any, nothing sharp, nothing rusty, nothing ironically that you'd be throwing away in that box.
Or keeping in a box or sending in a box.
And then lots of trash cans just to be knocked over everywhere you go.
That was the 70s, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I worked in a jean shop, and we had to fold the boxes and put them in the night parcel.
Yeah, to break them down.
So, yeah. But maybe back then, you know, they didn't have foldable cardboard boxes.
No, back then they had horrible television.
Yeah, horrible TV.
Yeah.
And it was basically
that too.
The same five stunts that just happened over and over, all in an alley. The other thing I haven't seen in a long time they don't do on TV anymore is back in the day when a guy was on the lam he would get his car painted because they were looking for a green Oldsmobile.
Right.
Aha! He'd pull it into his buddy's shop, get it painted red. But somehow they would scratch the paint off. Real. Now they just realize best just to get a new car. We have to wait to actually get the car painted. It can take months sometimes to get a car painted. But think about that. Think about that. You'd get your car painted. You could have cops chasing you, shooting at you. You'd pull into an Earl Scheib and get the car painted while they were waiting outside. And then you'd pull out and they couldn't find you. Hey, they can't find you anymore. You got it painted.
And then you die in quicksand.
Yeah, then you drive into quicksand. Yeah. You guys have quicksand in Wales?
Not much of it, no.
Not a lot?
Oh, I don't know.
Don't most people die in quicksand?
A lot of people used to die
on
TV.
A lot of
here.
Welsh people die in quicksand.
Quicksand, that's right. Well, like anywhere.
Yeah. I really thought growing up there was a 50-50 chance I was going to go in quicksand. Like, I've got it down to about 30% now.
We have pools spread out. Honestly, in every single town in Wales, there's a pool called the Dead Man's Pool.
Yeah.
And you don't walk anywhere near the Dead Man's Pool because apparently it's like, you know, 9 million miles deep. And
really?
You go anywhere near it and you fall in. So it's kind of like quicksand, only wet.
You mean it'd be like old mines that would be filled with water or something?
Well, I have no idea. I don't go
and
anywhere near it.
Of course, anyone knows.
They call it the Dead Man's Pool.
If you step in water, it sucks you down.
Well, and the Dead Man's Pool does.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you gotta
be a live man's fool to go near the dead man's pool. You see that?
Yeah, touche.
I could work as a lifeguard in one of those places. Colleen?
Yes?
You're 23?
Yes.
All right, what's up?
Well, I found out about 2 weeks ago that I'm pregnant, and I've been having sex with my boyfriend, the one that I'm pregnant by, and I've been having cramps that I would normally get like around my menstrual cycle, but it's only after I orgasm.
Well, even so, do you want to keep this pregnancy going?
Yeah.
Have you seen an obstetrician yet?
No, I haven't. I just found out, and I've been to Planned Parenthood. I'm getting on Medicaid and all that stuff.
You have been to Planned Parenthood?
Yeah, I went today to Planned Parenthood and got a form for Medicaid to go
to. Did you tell them you were having crampy abdominal pain?
No, I didn't. I asked them if I could talk to somebody about this type of stuff, and I set up an appointment for next week.
Are you having any bleeding or spotting?
No, I haven't had any bleeding or spotting.
Okay, if the pain becomes severe, you got to go to the hospital right away, okay? Because this can be a sign of an ectopic pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
It can be the sign of a pregnancy.
What's that?
The pregnancy starts in the tube instead of the uterus.
Yeah.
And
that can rupture the tube and bleed and be a big mess.
Okay.
Okay, so that would need to be treated emergently. And
because the kid's growing? Is it because the thing grows in the tube?
Yeah, just pow, pops it.
That is
eventually
hilarious.
See the kid's face.
Even if it's only
side?
Like a month or rubber. A month and a half long?
What's that?
I'm only at least a month long. If at most a month and a half long.
That's about when it happens.
Hey, Colleen.
Yeah?
Were you ever into speed?
Into speed? Oh, no.
Huh?
Stay away from that stuff.
Why?
Why do I stay away from it?
Yeah.
Why should I get into speed? Are you guys serious?
Yeah. All right. So you never had a
good
problem.
Answer.
You never had a problem
trick
with
question.
It.
No, I've never had a problem with speed. I smoke pot.
Well, there we go.
What's your other?
That's
any other
my
drugs?
Extensive drug use.
All right. You doing all right?
So, yeah. I mean, I'm a little freaked out. It's my first pregnancy, but
right. What's going on? I don't trust this guy. What about Medicaid? Where's your insurance?
I don't have insurance. I'm a waitress.
All right. Does your boyfriend have a job?
Yes, he has a job. He's a waiter.
All right.
So we're getting on the Medicaid stuff. But I was just worried. And it even happens like, you know, I was masturbating the other day and it didn't have any, you know, I didn't have anything inside me or whatever. And I still got the cramps.
Yeah, it may be nothing, but it could be something heading towards a miscarriage. So you got to get this checked out, and or it could be something more serious like an ectopic.
Okay.
All right. You go see a doctor.
Okay.
All right, baby doll.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you. Good
Bye.
Luck. All right.
I like the way she goes, 23 is my first pregnancy. Hey, what took so long?
Yeah, baby. Wow. Old maid. 23 is old by Loveline
our
standards.
Our college,
yeah. Yeah. Lost Prophets here tonight. Guys are from Wales.
Hello.
Where's Wales? Is that an island?
No.
It's like an island.
It's an island?
Yeah.
Is that near England, right?
If you imagine the UK to look a little bit like a kangaroo,
all right,
would be the pouch.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The warm
place. The best way to describe it. Most people think Wales is in England, but actually the UK is made up of four countries.
Yeah.
And we are one country in our own right.
Yeah.
We just call them all England, though.
Yeah, we just call them England.
I know. Yeah. We call the entire, like, Wales, you know, England. America. You know, America.
South America and North America.
We're easy. Canada. You know, now this whole Middle Eastern thing, like, when it's like, he's not Middle Eastern, he's Pakistani. Or he's not Arab, he's Middle Eastern. To me, it's like, look, he ain't black, he ain't Mexican, he's not from Wales. That's about as much. Chinese. I only have so much range, you know. I have to
British
start lumping.
Is an easy one, because British covers everybody.
I got to start lumping stuff in. And I really, even though I know we've been going at it with the whole Middle East thing for at least a few years now, I can't sort out all the stands. And then when the whole Russian thing fell apart, and all this Kazakhstan was going in it with the Uzbekistan and Krapinsburg and everything, and everyone was turning on each other. I had no idea what was going on. They were like, there's genocide going on in Krapstanitsburg.
That's for sure.
And I was like, this is an outrage.
Is this bad?
Yeah, this is. Well, first off, what's genocide? And then secondly, where's Krapstanitsburg? So it's like, all I can say, that's bad. And then someone should do something, except for not me, because I don't know where it is. But
and you're lazy.
Yeah, and I'm lazy. But the whole Soviet thing really screwed everything up. Now it's all a mess. Everything's I don't even know what's going on over there. All I know is you got England, you got Canada, and I should say what were we just calling England
over there?
Britain.
Oh, Britain. Yeah, Britain. You got Canada, you got United States. That's about it these days. Mm. That's just play it smart. Hang out here.
Yeah.
Go to Canada, by the way. They got a lot of territory over there.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, they got room. And stay away from the stands and those places. All right, let's take one more call. I want to hear a Lost Prophets song, yeah? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Brent?
Hi, all right. Yes.
Yes, you're 21. Is. What's up?
Yeah, I just had a question for Dr. Drew. I wanted to know, what is it that I get attracted to unavailable women? Right now, I particularly are still hung up on a stripper.
Mm. What attracts you to a stripper?
Sequins and pasties.
Yeah, it's not the unavailability. It's the trauma.
What's the trauma? Oh, their trauma?
Their trauma. You got to fix them.
Mm. How about the trauma?
Is that right?
Speaking of me, when I was at Scores once in New York, the trauma of spending like $11 on a ginger ale for one of those strippers. Yeah, you want to talk about trauma?
Yeah.
No booze, $11, and ginger she doesn't even ale. Finish the thing?
Oh. Didn't finish what? Oh, the ginger ale.
The ginger ale. That's trauma. Hey, Brent?
Yes.
Did you have a relationship with her?
No. Just, I just kind of saw her for almost a year and a half at the club.
You mean watched her?
No, I mean, we just kind of like had a, you know, she kind of talked to me, whatever, for, you know, like 15 minutes, 30 minutes. For my birthday, we talked for like about an hour. I went there, so.
So you didn't have her.
That's because your buddies paid her a few bucks.
Yeah, you're a customer.
Talk to you.
Right. Mm.
That's not a relationship.
No, but I mean, like, in the past, I've had relationships with, like, one girl, and we weren't really boyfriend and girlfriend. We just, like, messed around. And that was, like, really the only relationship I've ever had, ever.
I think that's more the issue.
Right, that's one of my questions.
You're 21, you never had a relationship. And you want them, and you get them, you get set up with people that...
No, I don't, actually. I kind of
set up, I mean, you establish a preoccupation with somebody who will never be a relationship. And you sort of build a, you know, castles in the air kind of thing. You're building your own fantasies about things. But that's somebody you can't handle intimacy.
Eventually pick up a stripper if you go there enough and you look sane for long enough.
Yeah, but
you will stand out.
He does not need to have a relationship with a stripper. That would be the worst thing he could do. He will get spun like a top.
Yes.
He needs to find a nice, normal person his age, stable, with history of stable relationships, and just kind of work it out with her. Just let it be a little boring. It'll be fine. You'll like her a lot, I promise.
Brent?
Adam?
I second that.
What do you do? You go to college?
Yes.
You go to a regular school?
Yeah, university.
All right. So I got that off of you. I didn't get junior college.
Adam. I just had a quick tidbit for you. I don't know if last time I asked, you wondered about the term 86.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I did look it up.
It had about 19 different explanations.
Well, the one I had with is from my own hometown, Chicago.
Yeah, there's a place. Huh? Place. There was a restaurant in Chicago people get thrown out of. They'd look up at this number, and it was 86 something.
Well, yeah. Right. Well, the term, the one I heard was the.
All right. Here's how much I know about this show. Oh, if somebody said, look, Adam, I got the winning lottery ticket numbers for tonight's $50 million Powerball, I would still hang up on even if they.
Life
if they
is too precious.
Give my mom's middle name. And name 15 other events that only I could know half, and I would still hang up. That's how little I trust our caller. But here's the thing. Brent is having trouble with women, and then once you start having trouble with women, you get that stink on you, and that's it. Women pick up on it.
Yeah.
Guys do not respond to this. If there's a woman who's having trouble with men and we like her, good.
Even more into it.
Easy pickings.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is fine. This is a nice house who left their window open so that we don't have to break down the front door.
Yeah.
Yes?
And the owner's moved out.
Yeah. Now let me tell you a woman. Like if women were thieves, they would take a look at a nice house and go, ooh, that looks like it could be robbed. And then they would see the window left open in the front. And they go, oh, there must be something wrong.
Nobody
with
else
it.
Robbed
Yeah,
this.
Why would someone leave the window open? There's something wrong. Yeah, not even I don't trust it, just anyone could rob this. I'm not interested. Yeah,
too cool for that.
Or if they saw just an outhouse with a triple deadbolt on it, they go, must be something in there. I've got to get in there. Yeah. I've got to unlock that.
And if they
find
see
out
another girl coming out.
Oh, it's another girl trying to get in, too. Yeah. Oh, now look out. That's how women are. Whereas guys, we just judge by the place. That's it.
Period.
We just look at the place. Once an outhouse, I don't care if it's a chain shut. Good.
Well, the easier the better.
Yes.
Is this a nice house? Got a nice window open? We look for targets of opportunity. So right now, no matter what he is, he ain't the outhouse with the triple deadbolt on it. Yeah. He's got the window open. Chicks see that when they want to know what's wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. How do you get a woman then from this?
He's got to network. He's got to use friends. He's got to meet lots of people. He's got to make a project out of finding a relationship. Ask lots of people out.
But you can't pull that sort of sullen downtrodden.
I don't have much luck with the ladies. You just got to think about what you can do that's fun with other people and go do it. And, don't look for the stripper. Look for somebody normal, nice, just average.
And it'd be nice if, you got to start doing stuff. I got to help this, Brent. Brent.
Yes.
You got to do stuff like, you got to be a little mysterious.
Okay.
Brood.
Yeah, you got to brood. Like
play
they
hard
go,
to get.
Yeah, you brood. Stare off into space and, they go, what's wrong, Brent? You go, man, sometimes.
But this is also a thing of women. They cannot,
never mind.
Wait.
You could never understand. Wait. No one can get inside, man.
While a man would fall for just about anything, the front of that house could be just a movie set. Women don't fall for anything.
No, they don't.
They smell it. They just it's
yeah. But there are ways to lessen the damage. Like you can't talk about what
I would
loser
say just
you
focus
are with
on
women.
Having fun with somebody. Just do something interesting.
Yeah, and you got to be good at something.
Take a bit. Yeah.
Are you good at anything besides beating off?
Yeah.
At what?
I used to be a chef.
Used to be a chef.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're already in
that's
there.
Good.
Invites people over, make a dinner for them.
Look at that.
Invite them over
Brent,
where,
are you
though?
Kidding? Remember all the chefs? We used to always notice how the chefs were collecting all the...
guys who own restaurant guys always get tons of hot chicks.
And that's not just the restaurant owner, but the chefs particularly.
Yeah. Yeah, well, sometimes same guy, but yeah. Sometimes. Yeah, there's nothing... As a matter of fact, there's nothing. I was just watching that show, The Restaurant, the other day. Every woman that comes in there, where's Rocco? Where's the chef? Where's the chef? Because if you own a restaurant... See, this is exactly what we're talking about. A woman, you do not have to be a rock star. You don't have to be a movie star. You have to be the star of the small area that you're in where other people are and a woman comes into that area. Uh-huh. All she needs is 20 or 30 people walking around. She needs one guy coming up going, Drew, what should I do? Where should I go? Do you want me to work over there? And you're going, yeah, it's you. You get on a register A and you start washing some dishes. They see that. They see you holding a little court in front of a handful of people. That's it. It's your place. You're in. These guys who own small restaurants, frequently just bang superstar chicks all day long. And they're always dating hot chicks and stars and celebrities and things like that. Because they come into their restaurant, and then once they're in, they're the star.
Yeah, they're Pharaoh.
Yeah. This would never work on a guy unless the owner of the restaurant chick was cute.
Period.
Period. If she wasn't, it'd be like, Fatty O'Hare owns a restaurant. Yeah. Maybe I'll throw her finger blast.
You should get a job.
You
should get a job as a chef in the strip joint that she works
at. There you go.
Yeah.
There's a whole world of trouble there.
Yeah. You got to deep fry those chicken fingers. Yeah, they don't really have great cuisine in those places. All right, stuff that comes in that that plastic basket with the liner.
Ew.
All right, let's take ourselves a little break. Lost Prophets here tonight. Oh, we're going to hear a song, but we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, hear a Lost Prophets song, yeah?
That sounds good.
After this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jamie and Mike both here tonight from
Hello.
Prophets. Start Something, name of the CD. Curling, engineer Chris found out via the internet, debuted in 1998.
Fascinating.
In Winter Olympics. In a modern time.
Oh, see, you didn't know that?
Well, I thought it'd been around for a while because it's such a horrible sport.
No, no, a horrible sport, so it took a long time for them to run out of other things to put in. They got to this finally.
Yeah, see, for me, it's always like the stuff that's really crappy was sort of, or that doesn't make sense was sort of grandfathered in. Like, well,
they're gonna have like ice sculpture competitions in the Olympics. That's something, anything to make with ice.
All right, here's what I figured. I figured they were holding it in Canada whenever it was, and they just sort of forced it in 100 years ago and whatever. Oh, please! I mean, like I said, things, not everything should get by the trial stage. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
How drunk do you have to be to enjoy this sport? All right, let's do something about curling this Olympic season. Yes.
Okay. Have you ever watched it, Adam?
Yeah, I have actually.
It's fun.
Well, it does get exciting. Yeah. I stand corrected. It takes a big man to admit when he's wrong. I'm a very big man. That's a luck. Yeah. Okay, but here's my point. If you had a couple of like retarded kids who were duct taped to an office chair that were throwing balls of foil into a waste paper can, eventually I'd start betting on one of them, and the guy who got down by a couple, I would start yelling at the TV set to please, man, come on, little Gary, come on, buddy.
This is a good new show.
Retarded kids duct taped to an office chair throwing balls of foil in a can. I'm just saying, eventually I could get into anything if there was the competition is the important
part.
You
notice there's not a Special Olympics for the Winter Olympics?
I don't know.
I don't think there is. But now the fact that curling is there, maybe that's the direction they're heading.
Yeah.
You know?
And by the way, as far as curling goes, it seems like the Special Olympiads could compete.
That's what I'm saying.
With the regular folks.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. I mean, need a special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because how. Look, I don't care what you got. You could have polio, autism, and AIDS, and you could throw that stupid thing down the ice, right? Yeah. And by the way, the guy who runs in front of it with the broom, you want to have just a little bit of special needs. Otherwise, you're not going to get anyone to do it.
It could be beneficial.
Yeah, you ask an able-bodied guy to run after the rock with a broom, he tells you to blow him. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. You got to get someone who's special. Run with the broom. All right, Drew, we'll work this out. You guys are with me, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. As long as you're with me. I'm saying, what sane guy would chase the thing with the broom?
That's what I'm saying.
A little bit slow.
He goes to his mates. He goes back to the bar and says, yeah, well, my job. You want to know about my job? Oh, yeah, I broom ice.
Right. Yeah. You know? Yeah, no sane guy
I'm
would
do that. I'm a professional
that.
Ice broomer.
Yeah. And they probably have a name, too, but I don't know what it is. All right, we take one call, and we hear Lost Prophets song.
All right.
Sarah?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Yes.
What's up?
Hi. For the last two or three days, I've been going online and having cyber sex and phone sex with a whole bunch of different men.
For money?
Huh?
For money?
No.
Chicks don't have to pay men.
And
she would be actually getting paid, I see.
Durr.
And this morning, my fiance caught me lying to him about it.
Mm-hmm.
I told him that I wasn't doing it, and...
Have you done it in the past?
I've been doing it for years. I am addicted to sex.
Really?
Sex or cyber sex? How about regular sex?
I love sex, any kind of sex.
How does it work? So you go online, or do you say you do it over the phone, too?
Yeah.
And you just get into that hot talk, and you masturbate?
Yeah.
And the guy's masturbating?
Yes.
And after he orgasms, how fast does he get off the phone?
Actually, they stay on the phone for about 10 minutes afterwards.
Afterward?
Yeah. They feel guilty. Wow.
They're trying. They're trying to get it going again, or they're mopping up.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and you're having the orgasm? How long does it take you?
Well, it only takes me about 5 minutes.
Well, what's the 10 minutes then after they're done? I'm doing the math. Like
they like to talk about...
I know, but if it only takes you 5 minutes, or they just want to chat about anything?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. They must be good. Do you look like what you tell them you look like?
Not exactly, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, you know it'd be a nice angle? It'd be in a good angle. Good angles go, look, obviously we're talking over the phone, we're on the internet, I'm going to lie about my looks, but let me tell you how confident I am. I'm going to go the other way. I'm missing some toes. I got an eye that, I got a lazy eye that just faces toward Mecca. I was burning an oil derrick fire. I am a mess. But let's go. Get it out. Yeah, I'm gonna use my claw hand to give you a little something.
That's what the phone operators ought to use to sustain their billing time.
Right. All right. So, and how did your fiance find out?
Well, the last two nights when he's come home, I've been online chatting to these guys, and he asked me if I was flirting with them and having cyber sex with them, and I told him no. That I wasn't.
Are you able to have monogamous relations?
Yes.
Okay. You can do that. And when you say you're addicted to sex, have you been sexually addicted in real life in the past?
Excuse me?
With a person, have you been sexually addicted? You know what I mean? Do you act out sexually?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, basically, if I can get sex, I'll take it.
With whomever?
Yeah.
So that doesn't sound like somebody that can have a monogamous relationship.
Well, I'm trying. I want to. I want to change. I don't want to be like that anymore.
Yeah. Why?
Because
Why?
Now I'm engaged. I love this man with all of my heart.
Sure.
He's my life.
Your vagina, we're worried about.
Were you addicted to anything else other than sex? You've been chemically addicted? Never an alcoholic or addicted to anything else?
No.
Any alcoholism in your family?
All right, Drew. Come on. I had half a boner 10 minutes ago. I'm really with all this stuff.
And were you
sexually down now. I got to get going again.
Were you sexually abused growing up?
Yes.
Oh, so now it's gone.
Well, here's
now
the good news.
Gone. It shan't be back.
As soon as they're done eating the wedding cake, this will take care of itself.
Really?
Total shutdown.
Oh, yeah, you'll shut down sexually. It's going to be funny when he's trying to get something off you because it's been 6 months. So, listen, Sarah, how did he find out, by the way, when you told him you didn't do anything?
Well, he had a way of getting on the computer and looking up all of my...
Yeesh.
Saved messages from my chat room.
And they're very explicit?
Yeah, and he read them.
Oh, boy.
And that's going to feel good. And then the other thing is do you exchange phone numbers with some people, right?
Actually, just with the last 2 days, I've only done it with one guy.
But it sounds very dangerous. A guy call your house or call you while you're out with your boyfriend or fiance?
Yeah.
Okay. Or listen... Well, you got to get some therapy for the sexual abuse.
Yeah. You may be sexually compulsive more than addicted, although the consequences are beginning to mount. And what we were kidding about in terms of you shutting down is that one of the things that frequently happens with people who are sexual abuse survivors, who are sexually compulsive, is they have a sort of bipolar quality to their sexual drive where they'll be super driven and all of a sudden will completely shut down.
Yeah, that's when I get moving.
And the shutdown is either when Adam moves in or you form some other intimacy.
I could go over there and shut her down if she wanted.
In intimacy, that part of yourself that was the sexually abused part, you sort of cut yourself off from that. That becomes the bad part. You can't show that to your love.
My penis is like one of those fuse pullers. You know, I just plug it into the vagina. The woman looked like a pinball machine going off, and then I just plugged my penis in. It's like I popped the fuse on the back of it. Then it just lit black. That'd be it.
Star Wars.
Yeah. It just shut down.
It's good.
It's going to work great.
It's quite a talent.
Thanks.
It saves a lot of time.
I can try it on you. Yeah. No?
Where would it go exactly?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right. You can do docking.
Lost Prophets here tonight. Let's hear a song. I bet we can hear a song.
I reckon.
Let's squeeze something in here. This is called... This is from Start Something, and this song is called Last Train Home.
Broken heart in here.
Here in studio.
Hello.
Hello. Nice song, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We will take ourselves a quick break, start something, name of the CD, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Jamie and Mike both here from The Lost Prophets.
Hey.
Start Hello. Something. Name of the CD, and you can find the guys at the House of Blues this Friday.
Yep.
And, oh, it's the 14th. Yeah, it's funny. I was on one line, it says they're playing House of Blues on Sunset, Friday the 14th, and I was looking at it, and I thought, wow, I was saying it costs $14. I must be going nuts. And then I looked down about 3 inches. Oh, yeah, $14. Once in a while, you get a little screwy that way, you know?
Yeah, once in a while.
All right, 14th for 14. And you're lucky it's they're not playing the 31st because, you know, yeah. Do the math. On the other hand, they could be playing like on the 1st or the 2nd, in which case...
Could be better.
It'd be better, yeah. Mm. Let's talk to Jason, who's 22. Jason?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
I think I have a gambling addiction. I'm wondering if Dr. Drew could lend his expertise. I think Lost Prophets is my story.
Assume you're addicted. Drew will just tell you you're addicted.
What I understand. What are you doing?
Well, it started out, I was going to the U of A, and I started driving up to Vegas as soon as I turned 21. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it started out just as fun, trying to count cards, trying to get ahead, and started winning. And so, you know, I guess at that point it was when, you know, you get that rush. And I kept going back more frequently. And I was ahead for a while, and now I'm down. Right now I'm down about 5K. I was down about 12K at one point. Really? And it's just when the weekend comes, it's like I know in my rational mind, don't go. Don't go to the casino. Don't drive down to Vegas or fly down to Vegas.
What do you do? What do you do for money?
Well, I get interest off my trust. Oh. And that's another problem causing contentious with my parents.
Interest off your trust. God. Now, who left you the trust?
Well, I get it. I get full control when I'm 25. Right now, I just get the interest for my school.
Thanks. Who left it to you?
Well, my parents set it up for me.
Oh, it's your parents?
Yeah.
Nobody died?
Nobody died. They just had extra money, and so they put it aside.
How much is it?
They didn't tell me. I won't tell them. I just know I get like about 10K every 3 months.
So it's 40 a year. So that's got to be at least 600,000, 700,000.
That's a pretty good chunk of change.
Yeah.
I mean, well, see, they're threatening.
Well, hold on a second. How much you if you're getting 10K every three months?
Yeah. So it's
but 40
a year.
Yeah, but if this is sitting in a T-bill or something like that, you're probably only getting like what, 2%, 3%.
Assume he's getting 5%, just for the sake of argument. Just pick a number.
All right,
and then he's got to pay taxes on it.
Right. So that
means
he does.
That means he's getting like He's got to be getting
60.
That means he's got to be getting at least 60 a year.
Yeah. Okay.
That means it's $1.2 million.
I don't. All I know is you know, back when these things were up at 10%, you double your money every 10 years or something like that or whatever, but. If it's going to be like 2.5% or whatever it's probably actually getting, he's getting $40,000 a year out of the thing. This would be a huge chunk. I mean, maybe over $1 million.
Yep, exactly.
I can't believe he doesn't know, by the way. Yeah. Jason.
Yes.
You don't know what the nut is?
Well, I know we lost because a lot from Enron. My parents had some stuff in Enron, and like I guess in 02, 03, the market took a climb, so they moved it.
My dad was mainly in Nabisco. I mean, not actually the company. He bought a couple cases of Nilla wafers.
That was his contribution.
That's what he could afford. Yeah, and we ate those in a weekend.
I wish you would make fun of those Enron guys like you do people who go to junior college. That would be funny.
Well, listen, they're evil. They're evil, but I just don't know enough about it. Junior college, much easier for me to speak to. All right, but listen, Jason. This isn't going to work out too good for you because then eventually you're going to turn 25. You're going to get this big nut, and you're going to go wacky.
Are you addicted?
That's what I'm afraid of because I know in my rational mind it's stupid to be addicted? You know, throwing down money on. I tried counting cards, and you know they say in the books it works. You know,
are you addicted to anything else besides gambling?
Not really. It's just the rush. Like I understand.
Yeah, so it's not about the counting. It's not about the winning. It's the rush feeling that you need that. And that feeling is not going to be satisfied ever. You're going to keep needing more and more higher and higher levels of thrill. And when the big money rolls around, that's what's going to give you that thrill. And that's what you're going
to
use.
Well, you should go to Gamblers Anonymous.
Yeah, you can go to GA. You can go to their therapist that can deal with this sort of thing. But GA is available. 12-step will help with this and potentially help a lot.
All right. Listen, I know I'm cursed. That's why I don't gamble.
Right. You're like me.
I don't have a 50-50 chance of winning.
No, zero.
It's much less than that.
Oh, mine's got to be zero.
I can't. I get my ass kicked every time I play back. It's like I sit there and play 21. I get dealt a 19, and I watched a dealer they've turned over a 14. Oh, now they did a deuce. I got a 16. Oh, there's a 5. It's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I'll tell you when you notice it. I'll tell you when you notice you're cursed. And not many people have had this opportunity. But you'll sit down at a blackjack table. You lose 5 hands, 10 hands in a row. You get up and leave. So I didn't have a good setting. Once a year, and ironically now, though I'm not down there, Howard Stern goes out to Vegas. And if you go hang out with Stern in Vegas and do a show, they play a hand like once every half an hour, once every hour. And if you sit in on his radio show, you'll play five hands in 5 hours. That's when you start realizing your curse, because you play the one hand at, you know, 2 in the afternoon, you lose. The next one you play at 3, you lose. By the time you get to the end of the night and you've lost just the five that have been, had an hour in between hands, and you just realize, wow, this is like me just sitting down in a casino every hour at a different table and just playing one hand and losing and getting up and going. I just did nothing. Just lose. I got blackjack and lost last
night. I'm just delighted that you share my curse.
All right. I'll explain. Lost profits here tonight. Oh, we'll explain when we get back how I got lost with blackjack, playing blackjack, all after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Mike and Jamie here for the Lost Prophets.
Hello.
Start something, name of the CD.
Drew, I just looked into my coffee mug. I'll pull something out like you do. Testify if you could. Uh-oh. Don't tell me I'm
going to use my fingers. It's one of those films at the top.
No, this is...
It's alive.
This is worse.
Uh-oh, what is this?
Oh, no.
It was alive.
Mosquito.
And mosquito in my coffee mug.
All right, now I'm dying of malaria. So I may not...
It's actually going to be encephalitis.
Encephalitis. Yeah. Tomorrow night, yeah, I can feel it. Tomorrow night, Steve-O and Chris Pontius will be here from MTV Wild Boys. It's too bad I won't be here to enjoy that, Drew.
You'll be dead.
Well,
no, actually, you'll be here, but you'll be wild. You'll be encephalopathic. You'll be seizing.
Yeah, I'll be seizing. Be great. Yeah. I think I'll be clinging to life at that point.
At that point, I'll get you on a vent. We'll be fine.
You aspirate me?
Yeah, no problem. Don't worry about it.
Shove that tube down me?
Hmm?
All right.
Intubate you.
Intubate. And what's aspirate? Where you actually squeeze the
aspirate
thing?
Is where it's stuff, you pull something out, like aspirate from something into something.
Mm-hmm. You'll intubate me.
Intubate.
Yeah. All right. I'll be looking forward to that. Again, that'll be tomorrow.
Intubating.
Could sound like the tape that's going around here. I mean, intubating.
Where were we? Oh, yes. Okay. We got a couple things to talk about. First off, how do I know I'm cursed? Well, how did I lose when I got blackjack last time I played 21? Well, I was getting ready to check into the hotel, and my buddy Daniel said, hey, buddy. And I said, I lose every time I play. I'm not interested in just throwing money away. And by the way, it's not fun when you lose.
Hate it.
You just lose tons of money.
Yeah, and you never win. You and I never win.
Yeah, I don't mind parting with money, but I'm going to a strip club. I'm going to do some Jaeger shots and see some TNA. I mean, I'm going to enjoy myself, you know? And he's like, hey, buzz, 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 buzz. And I'm like, no, I don't want it. He's like, buzz, 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 buzz. All right. Here's $100. One hand. You play one hand. Here's $100. One hand. And you come back, and I'm still be checking into the hotel. So anyway, has one hand, $100. If I win, you come back with $200. If I don't, you come back with nothing. All right, fine. He comes back. So, okay, what happened? Well, good news is you got blackjack. Your one hand.
First hand.
Your first hand was blackjack.
Well, only hand, I guess, right?
Well, wasn't 21. You know, it wasn't flipped over six and hit with a five. It was just an ace and a king.
Wow.
Yeah, blackjack. Dealer turned over blackjack, too, though.
Yeah.
So we pushed and played next hand. You lost. So I thought, wow, I could actually lose.
With a blackjack.
Like, here's the thing. I told the guy, you play one hand. You play one hand. You play one hand. That one hand, blackjack. That's why I got blackjack. Lost. Essentially, and now it's true, people get technical. Well, you told him one hand, you should have just pushed. But the reality is I said play one hand, I got blackjack, and there goes another $100. Now, look. Now, is that cursed? At what point? At what point do you become cursed?
You should bet on things you're good at.
Yeah.
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 I can't bet because, you know, I just too competitive, and I don't like the chance element. I'd rather play somebody that I know that I'm better than them at it.
Yeah,
and then I win.
Right.
Pretty much every time.
Yeah. Well, that's smart. But when it's just that sort of rolling the dice, it just it never works.
Yeah.
All right. You ready to go here, Drew?
Here we go.
All right. Let's talk about real quick. I was just talking to some guys in the other room about the FCC and all the troubles that are going on with, started with Janet Jackson, and now everyone's getting pulled off the air and all this nonsense is going on in this country. And I started talking about that tape that's going around now with the
beheading
Islamic Jihad guys taking the head off of that guy Berg, a 26-year-old guy. And they're playing it. I mean, they're playing it. They're stopping it. By the way, they're stopping it, you know, just as the guy starts to, you know, swing the axe, essentially, on TV, which is...
on TV, but on the radio, they're going
I can do the math. But on the radio, they're going all the way. They're playing it, and evidently, the guy, you hear the guy screaming and stuff. Look, that's disturbing. I don't know, you know, who you're trying to protect, Mr. FCC, or what you're trying to do out there. Now, quiet down. That's disturbing. And I know it's news, and somehow that makes it okay. In my opinion, makes it worse.
It's real.
It's real. Yeah. I mean, and I could remember as a kid knowing the difference between The Mummy and Charles Manson.
Yeah.
I mean, The Mummy, well, that was good fun, you know, popcorn night. Right. Manson, I was scared of. I was like, this guy's out. He's gonna kill.
You know,
something
just occurred to me. Really, the whole idea of protecting children.
That's the way I use alliteration there, The Mummy and Manson.
Nice.
I didn't say Frankenstein and Manson.
You're a genius.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Come on,
well,
give it up.
Poet. He's your poet. You're a big poet.
Keep going.
It's just occurring to me that this whole idea of the FCC is protecting children.
Hold on. It's just occurring to me that I'm drinking more of this coffee.
That the bug was
pulled
in.
We pulled the bug out.
Be fair.
All right. Bugs go ahead.
Out. You're already getting encephalitis anyway.
Go ahead. I can feel it.
Yeah, echoing encephalitis here. Protecting children is their goal, and I'm all for that. The idea is that kids are being exposed to something prematurely that might sort of do something to them. But if we really distill down, what is it that this stuff is going to do to kids? They try to protect the child from is trauma, right?
Yes.
You don't want to traumatize the kid with explicit sexual material.
Right.
Or traumatize them with violence. Well, for God's sake, what? There could be nothing more traumatic.
26-year-old's getting his head lopped off and you're listening to it.
Only played in prime time.
Yeah.
And everywhere. Okay, wait a minute. What are the goals here, people? What are the goals? Is it ideology or protect kids? Which is it?
And let me tell you the other thing, too, that it seems to be a bizarre priority. Somehow, Dennis Franz can show full bare ass on NYPD Blue because that's serious. But if you're doing something for comedy, you can't show full ass because I don't know. It's never been fully explained to me.
There's nothing more disturbing than an ass crack.
You can use whatever. If you're doing a hard-hitting police drama, use whatever goddamn language you want to use. Show as much ass as you need to. Do whatever you got to do. This is serious. It's like, no, this is not a documentary, people. These guys are actors. This is a script. This is on prime time. How come they get to show this, and how come we're over on Comedy Central and we can't show half of that? How does that work?
Underpants. You can't say underpants.
That's another thing. I just mean
Love Line on TV, MTV. We couldn't say Hitler.
Yeah. Well, that was just our stupid producers. But the point is this: why is drama? How come
exempt.
We can do whatever you want in drama?
Why and is news exempt?
It's salacious. Yeah. You have a real guy. You have a guy who's 26 who was alive a couple days ago, getting his head lopped off, and you hear him scream in agony on the radio time and time again, station after station playing it. Somehow that's completely acceptable.
And by the way, every person I've talked to that has heard this thing is upset.
Of course it's upsetting. You're actually hearing a man dying. I mean, if you really think about it on the scale of, saying, you know, you can't say tit. I don't care about saying that because I can argue with that one anyway. But the idea that the difference between hearing the word hit and being scarred for life and hearing a guy scream out in agony because his life is ending in real time, in terms of what's going to scar you. If you're not scarred by hearing the guy get his head lopped off,
there's something wrong.
I don't want to hang out with you because then you're a sociopath.
I guess there's something anthropologically to be said for exposing a population to this because unifies a culture. You know, it pulls everybody together.
Fine.
When there's been a...
Fine. You know. I'm not about motivation. It's like, is this going to scar or isn't it going to scar?
That's right. It's the logic of the FCC.
Scar.
That's right. Yes. The logic of the FCC. By the way, do you want to play the beheadings? Fine. Let us talk about other things that are not as traumatic as that also.
What could even come close to the same neighborhood on the trauma level? Has there been a curse word invented that could traumatize deeply?
The way you just referred to the women's breasts. I can't get over it.
I'm suing.
Disgusted.
Yeah. You guys, we're going back to Wales with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can say that over there.
Yeah.
It was the same thing with the Princess Diana shots, though, when they came out and people were showing just after it happened and stuff like that.
Right.
It was uproar in the UK, you know. Mm. Because America was showing it, and the UK was like, whoa, hang on a sec.
We were showing pictures of the car crash and stuff?
Yeah, just after, you know, when they pulled her body out, and, you know, she was still partially alive.
I'm not, by the way, and I always think it's a good sign, I'm just not interested
in
seeing people decapitated and getting hit by commuter trains and stuff. It disturbs me, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And those who seek it out, I question.
Yeah.
I really do question the guy who has to comb the internet for a half hour so he can find a picture of some 20-something-year-old guy getting his head taken off. To me, I go through extra effort to miss that kind of thing. And for you to seek it out, it really makes me wonder about any individual. And yeah, go ahead and play the curiosity card. You can do that with anything. You could say, you know, hey, I wanted to see what it felt like to kill a man with my hands. You know what I mean? I was curious.
Stick my nuts in a vice.
Yeah, I wanted to light. Yeah, I want to stick my nuts in a vice. I wanted to light a bum on fire. I want to know what. Okay. Everything falls under the heading of curious. Do you really have to? And by the way, guy gets head cut off by a radical Muslim group. Close your eyes.
Imagine what that's like. Got it.
Yeah. Done. Yeah. Look.
And by the way, with so much, we're so stupid in this culture. What gets passed off as curiosity is really novelty seeking.
Yeah.
It's thrill seeking. It's not curious. Yeah. It's not curiosity.
No.
Curious is reading a book.
Curious is wanting to know who let curling into the Olympics.
That's,
and where we find
that's
it.
What I'm talking about.
And what we should
but
do.
Novelty seeking, thrill seeking is I need to see the commuter train hitting the check. I got to see that.
It's right. And ultimately, it's to make everyone feel better about themselves. That could have been me.
Does it come down a little bit to education, though, when you were saying about the dramas being able to like show, because it's real life, you can show this and you can show that, but. You know, like the police thing you were talking about. Do they consider that to be educational or something like that? So
no,
it passes.
It's just if it's comedy, it's salacious.
It goes under news, and therefore news is.
That's not news.
No. The
how about NYPD Blue?
Yeah, the drama.
Oh, I'm
sorry. Yeah, yeah.
Come on, buddy. Got to catch up now.
No, not educational. No, nobody.
Yeah, it's
about
somehow
that. It's art. It's art. Right. Therefore, can't be touched.
Not even art. It's like if you're doing it for comedy sake, it has no redeeming value.
It's purely for a laugh, therefore salacious.
Therefore it's salacious.
Well, some would argue that's art.
I would, well.
You'd argue it's educational, too. I mean, comedy teaches.
Every actor always says comedy's tougher than drama. So I don't know why it doesn't count if it's comedy. And again, if it's drama, you can say whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can show whatever you want because it's a drama, after all. I really never understood that. Making the distinction. Either it's a documentary or it's fictitious. If it's scripted, if it's made up, if it's not actually happening, then it should all fall under the same rules and regulations.
Stupid people in charge.
Oh, man, are we going to Wales. Where's Wales, Drew?
We don't have radio.
It's in Australia. There's
Australia?
Like a kangaroo pouch or something.
All right. I'm going to Australia. Tiffany?
Yeah?
You're 25?
Hey, Tiffany.
Yeah. Hi.
What's up? Hi.
How are you?
Good. What's up?
All right. This is a very serious question.
Yeah, go.
All right. When you give, not you, when a woman gives oral sex to a man and swallows, does she consume medication, caffeine, nicotine, other things that are in his system?
Sometimes to a lesser extent than what's in his system, sometimes more.
Sometimes more?
Yeah, amphetamine.
Be more than what's in your system.
Amphetamine is about 5 times more concentrated in semen than in blood.
Really?
Yeah, so if you take
get
in,
some of that chunky spunk.
Chunky spunk would be, well, tweaker spunk.
Tweaker spunk.
It would be concentrated in semen.
Well, you could shoot.
Amphetamine.
You could shoot speed, can't you?
Yeah, you could sell that.
Can you be a junkie?
Oh, yeah.
You could have junkie
spunk. I think about opiates when you say junkie.
Would you be considered a dealer?
It really rolls off the tongue.
You could deal in it.
All right,
you actually deal in
something. I'm looking for a serious answer.
Hey, dude, you want to do a rope? I'm going to have trouble. Still hanging out.
Disgusting. Good. Talk to her.
All right.
That was a serious answer. What is it specifically you want to answer?
So you're saying it can amplify, you actually get more of something than somebody...
Speed.
Consuming themselves.
Speed.
How can it be more?
Speed. How about a migraine medication and antidepressants?
Not that I'm aware
you
of.
You should just break down and get a prescription, sweetie. I mean, this is not the one.
What migraine medication are you talking about?
You know, I don't know the name of it.
Yeah. Surely you'd have to. Sorry,
pretty hardcore one.
A copious amounts of it. One.
Yeah.
To have any it effect, like really.
It. Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah.
Well, listen, Tiffany, what's wrong with you? What are you? This is a ridiculous question. What do you care? Are you nursing or something?
No, I just have a really, really intense headache today and kind of had that experience yesterday, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm. And is the first time you've been with this guy?
Yeah, that way, yeah. And
really? Wow.
And I'm a person who never drinks alcohol, no caffeine, no... Yeah.
What's wrong
with
you? By the way...
Wait a second.
I'm torn. Oh, no, she's nutty. I was going to say we couldn't hang... But then I was thinking about the BJ. And I was thinking, well, no booze, no caffeine. We got nothing. Wait a minute.
Hold on.
We do have something. All right. Let me get back. Tiffany, we could hang for a little bit.
Okay.
Just a while. Just a short period of time.
Is he on Wellbutrin by any chance?
I don't believe so. I think it's something a little heavier than that.
Antidepressant.
Yeah, migraine, antidepressant.
You're going to have to find out what that all is.
This is more about Tiffany. Tiffany's a little nutty. What's up?
It could be something
nutty.
Yes, you is. Just the way you answer that lets me know you're nutty. Now, what's going on?
I'm just concerned.
Mm-hmm. Now, you don't drink, you have no caffeine. Why not? Why don't you drink coffee?
No, I have a fairly pure system, so I'm wondering if I'm more sensitive.
You're vegan?
Yes.
All right, something's up now. What happened? Yeah.
Nothing happened.
Ever have an eating disorder?
Just a smart girl. What can I say?
No, you're nutty.
No.
There's something wrong with you. Yeah, no. You're nutty because you're too crazy about
what's
yourself.
What's the guy all about? What's he do for a living?
He's great. Great.
What's he do? Being. What does he do for a living?
I dig him. You know, I don't want to say too much on the air because, you know.
Just give me just a sort of basic area of.
He's a creative person. He's a creative person.
That's fine.
And he's awesome, but his lifestyle is pretty toxic.
Right, what does that mean?
No. Well,
what the hell does that mean?
Hold on a second. This is going to be good because this is one of those nut jobs who's talking about intestinal cleansing. Yeah. All right, let me just do her. Okay, listen, you guys ever get up in the morning, you feel tired? You feel tired?
Yeah.
You don't want to get up? You want to sleep for another hour?
Yeah.
You know what that is? That's toxins. That's toxins. We live in a toxic environment, and those toxins, they build up in your colon, okay? And they build up like a plaque. Then you carry them around, and they make you tired, okay?
Oh.
Because we live, everything from the synthetics and the carpets to the particles in the air you breathe, it's all...
Gives them headaches.
It's environmental toxins.
Yeah, I'm breathing now.
Makes his mood off.
Yeah.
I'm off.
Don't breathe
I'm
in.
I'm going.
Stop breathing.
Depresses his mood. Therefore, he has to take medication. It's even more toxic.
It's very toxic, yeah.
Yeah. All Sounds right. like my band, actually.
Hey, Tiffany.
Like straight edge. Yeah.
You get the enemas?
You're having too much fun with this.
I know, because it's nutty behavior that people sort of respect, and everyone needs to just call it out. That's the problem. And people respect it. They're always like, oh, vegan. Okay. Oh, toxins. Yeah. Oh, animals.
I should be more like that, but I'm not.
Everyone
I'm
should, but it's nutty. It's extreme nutty behavior.
Extreme nutty behavior?
Yeah, coming to Fox this summer.
E-N-B.
Extreme. Joe Rogan hosts extreme nutty behavior. 5. All right, when vegans attack.
Right. You wish.
It's nutty. And
remember
how
you could hang with Tiffany. Remember that one?
When the one BJ.
The one thing in common. You guys
yeah, well, she wouldn't take any of me because I got too much caffeine running through me.
So she said this is the first time she... done anything like that. She's
well, you really need
like
to find out what's up. Something is up with this guy. I mean, if he's on daily migraine medication, which is, that's already sort of problematic here. And then he's on, because really true migraine treatment, if he has a genuine migraine, is this the triptans. And those are taken when you have a headache.
Yeah.
You
should
be taking them every day.
Mm.
And so that means, is he on opiates? Opiates can be excreted in the semen, and then he's on an antidepressant. Well, why is he on an antidepressant? What is his toxic lifestyle? Is he an addict?
Toxic environment.
Is he an addict, or what's going on here?
No, he just has really severe migraines. And
what's his toxic environment he goes to work in?
Oh, he doesn't go to work in a toxic environment. I think his habits are just kind of toxic.
And what does that mean? That's a nonsensical term. What does that mean?
Well, just smoking, caffeine, soda pop, medication all the time for, headaches and just a lot of stuff in his system all the time.
What else?
Is
he smoking all the time or is he...
I think once in a while, not all the time.
Okay. Anything else he's doing all the time?
Pardon me?
Is he doing anything all the time? Alcohol or anything else?
Just the only thing that I know of that's consistent is like cigarettes and...
Okay.
Hmm. Okay. Me and this guy could hang, ironically. How does he give a good hummer?
No.
The best.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. I see. I'm saying I could hang with the guy. I started to like the guy. The more vices a guy has, the more I feel.
He's probably got the headache from stress.
I hope he's had adequate workup of his headache, though. It just all sounds a little...
All right. And by the way, what's... Miss
Tiffany seems fine.
All right, well, what is she doing with the guy who's smoking,
that is
drinking,
yeah.
sucking up all... I mean,
that's what I'm like, how did that happen?
A HEPA filter. It's just like anything, everything goes into him.
Well, here's the nice thing about... Listen, we're used to vegans being a little judgmental. Nice thing about Tiffany, she's not judgmental.
Yeah, but you almost wonder, like, maybe there's a project aspect
to this.
She's
curious about it.
They're not going to get anything out of Tiffany.
All right. She's okay. Give her kudos. She was all right.
Give her kudos.
Right.
Kudos a kick in the ass?
No, she was not. She was not as extreme nutty behavior as you
you're
suspected.
Right.
She wouldn't even qualify for the show.
Yeah, you're
didn't
right.
Didn't bite.
You're right. A little angry.
Yeah. But not bad.
It's the headache.
Elizabeth?
Yes.
You're 25? Hold on a second. We got No. We got a question for the Lost Prophets, right?
Ooh. Okay.
Where is she? Wait a minute. Hooked on booze? What happened to our Lost Prophets question? Oh, they fell off? Mm.
It was the hooked on booze thing. Yes, I am.
Vagina burns after... Okay. All right.
That's the one. Vagina burns one.
Elizabeth?
That's my friend's name.
China Burns?
Vagina Burns.
Vagina Burns.
Elizabeth?
It's the Burns daughter.
What the...
Elizabeth?
Yep.
There she is. What's up? Elizabeth? Look how long she's been on hold, Adam. She's probably in a stupor now. Look.
No. I'm here.
Okay.
I just thought of a horrible name for a guy that, you know, it's not quite right on, you know, it's not like Dick Hurts kind of thing, but Peter File. Just sounded, you got to think pedophile. If you just, there's probably plenty of guys named Peter File.
Yeah.
And it just sort of reminds everybody of someone who has sex with kids, even though they don't really consciously think of it. Like whenever I hear him talking about JAG officer, you know, I always think, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Officer Jag?
I'm thinking of Jagoff.
There you go. Let's go take a break.
No.
Yeah.
Elizabeth?
Yep.
You've been on hold for 102 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow. Why didn't you get us to talk to you earlier?
I don't know.
All right. What's the question?
The other night, I think it was last night, you and Drew were debating addiction. And
Well, it was really just me yelling at
Drew.
Yeah,
it's not exactly called debate.
I was wondering kind of what the difference, I guess, between an addiction, being addicted to something, and being, like, dependent on it.
Dependencies can run the spectrum of psychological dependency to actually a physical dependency where there's some sort of withdrawal. These are things that motivate you to stay with the drug. It's uncomfortable to come off. It's difficult to come
on a lot of antidepressants, which...
Yeah, antidepressants have no addictive
problems. If you're physically dependent on something, aren't you addicted to it?
All humans can become dependent, meaning they can have withdrawal when you stop. But a non-addict will go through the withdrawal and it's like, that's over with, no big deal. An addict will have a permanent change in their system.
Okay, but I don't understand. If you're dependent on a tranquilizer that you're taking daily, and a day goes by and you can't find it, so you got to go out and get it because your body's dependent on it, you wouldn't call yourself addicted to that tranquilizer? Mm-hmm. Yes, you would.
No, you'd go through it.
Everybody but you would.
Am
I right?
Let me flip it around. Let's say you had a surgery. You had a surgery and it goes bad. You end up on morphine for a month, because of surgical complication. Every human will have withdrawal. Actually, before the age of 18, it's actually people don't get withdrawal from opiates. There's something about after 18 that the withdrawal mechanism starts
kicking
in.
Listen, you kids out there, his birthday's coming up.
It's one of the things that makes it hard to treat kids.
It's
hard to treat them as they go on and off it relatively easily compared to an adult. But the adult has withdrawal. Has withdrawal.
Yeah.
All of them.
Well, it has withdrawal because you're physically dependent on it.
Right.
You're just going to keep going with it.
Right. Yeah. And then the surgery is better. You stop. You stop the morphine.
You can't stop. You're physically dependent on it.
The non-addict will stop, have a couple days of discomfort, and not think about it again.
Well, why is it physical dependence then?
Because the body has a withdrawal syndrome when you stop it.
All right.
Withdrawal syndromes, a non-addict goes through withdrawal.
So you're not addicted to the morphine.
you have withdrawal, you have dependency, and then with withdrawal, you go through it, you don't think of it again. An addict has a permanent change, and they'll preoccupy or they'll pursue it. But even when they've been through the withdrawal for months and months later, they'll still be thinking about
it. But an addict can still get off of it and stay off it.
No? But
no?
An addict, by definition.
Why do you bother, then?
They shouldn't if you're not interested in staying off.
No, I'm saying an addict can still get off the morphine and then stay off the morphine.
They won't, though, because of that drive. They've been altered.
Why bother getting them off if they're not going
to
stay
if they're not
off
interested
it?
In trying to
I'm
stop.
I'm not saying they're not interested. I'm just saying addicts get off things and stay off them as well.
When they're treated. They have to be treated then. A non-addict
well, you
got to
treat the guy who's hooked on it, is physically dependent on something?
No, you don't.
I can be physically dependent on anything I want and just quit.
And have a withdrawal.
Now, what about alcohol?
Have a withdrawal and then
what
stop.
What about alcohol? How do I get off it?
You have
if
withdrawal.
I'm physically dependent
you have
on
some
it.
Withdrawal, and you go through. We don't think about it again. You
just told me last night you could die if you got off alcohol.
Yeah, you might need some treatment for the withdrawal.
Aha, treatment.
But you'll go through the withdrawal. That's not treating addiction. That's treating withdrawal.
All right.
Those are two different, entirely different things.
All right. So you're physically dependent on it, but you're not an addict.
Right.
Okay. So fine. Everyone do what you got to do.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a break. see why no one likes him. We'll take ourselves a little break, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew.
I'm
phone
Jamie.
Number. Oh, yes. And Mike.
I'm Mike
here from Lost Profits. Phone
Yay.
Number.
And I'm not going to say anything all night.
1-800. Wait a minute. That was something.
Uh-oh. He said something.
We'll get that out in
Uh-oh.
Post. 1-800-LOVE-191. We're talking to Jamie about bollocks.
Oh, my God. How dare you? I'm offended. I'm offended children all over the
I'm
country.
Sorry to all the UK listeners out there on the internet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I remember no one out here knew what bollocks were until the Sex Pistols had they Never Mind the Bollocks. Here's the Sex Pistols. Was that the name of that album?
Yeah.
Yeah. And to us, bollocks was a department store.
True.
And I think
Coast.
That was Bullocks or something. I don't know what bollocks is. How do you spell that?
I think that's right. It's the same.
Yeah, so to me, it was always confusing only knowing bollocks, although, you know, the Corollas, we went to a little
May
place
Company.
Called Penny.
Penny's.
Oh, May yeah. Company. Oh, yeah. Please, Drew. Let me tell you what was, what was underneath May. Yeah, no, it went bollocks. Then it went May Company, then it went Sears, then it went Penny's, and that's where the Corollas.
Then Woolworth.
But you couldn't buy jeans.
Yeah.
Well, that's where the Corollas came in with the reinforced knees.
Yeah.
Nice. The super shiny jeans. Or they were shiny. They're like plastic almost.
Yeah,
because the Levi's were a dollar more. So,
can't have that.
Please.
That's wasteful.
No, because you'll wear those things out in 4 years. Yeah, that's almost 25 cents a year. All right. Great folks. They're doing great. My folks, oh, man, they couldn't do better. My my sister said to me the other day, she goes, I don't want to talk to moms. I bought some property, and we're thinking about moving, and she's going to give me a bunch of whatever. I said, what do you listen to her for? She's like, I don't know. You know, a woman's living in a house. Her grandma let her squat in. Her mom let her squat in 100 years ago. She doesn't own anything. Listen, everybody. It's important to... listen to people that are doing well. Don't listen to people that aren't doing well.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, unfortunately, they seem to have more opinions oftentimes.
Yeah.
You know, there's guys that are living in their basement who are telling you how to live.
Mm.
Yeah, here's how to score chicks, and here's let me see if I can round out your portfolio. You're living in your parents' house. You're 45. You should have zero opinion.
It happens in the gym all the time.
Yeah.
You always have some big fat dude come up and just go, no, man, you're doing it wrong. You need to be lifting like this. And I look at him and I'm like,
that's a guy.
To be like you.
Right.
Nah, no
you got
thanks.
The guy with the stretch marks coming over telling you, you're doing those curls all wrong. You're working. I like when you're working other muscles. You're trying to work your biceps, you're working your delts
this
and your legs. I'm always
like,
it's usually working three extra ones.
Yeah,
and so
great.
I was like, oh, all right. You're trying to work your tries, but you really work your delts, your lats, your quads, your pecs, and your glutes. Oh, okay.
That saves me doing all those later.
I guess I can just go home then when I'm done I'm done screwing this exercise up. I get to leave. That guy, yeah. The guy comes by at the gym guy. Yeah, here's the thing. Find people that are more successful than you. Feel free to listen to them. Those who aren't. As a matter of fact, like I said,
and unfortunately to my own family every once in a while, I use them as a negative template. I just think, what would they do? What would they do? And then I just do the opposite, and look at me now.
Good point.
Literally a millionaire.
See what they've done
literally.
For you? They've done you a favor.
Literally a millionaire. Engineer Chris?
Literally.
Literally a millionaire. All right.
Chris hasn't been with us tonight too much.
Yeah, he's tired. Well, he's living at home, so he got mad, I think, when I did that whole living at home thing. You got any advice on working out or living at home? No.
Kennedy.
Kennedy?
26.
Hi.
Hey.
26? What's up?
Yes. How are you guys?
We're good. What's up?
Adam, you totally take away my stress. You're my therapy.
Really?
That's good.
Mm. Oh, nice.
Where are you calling from?
North Carolina.
Where?
Located in Piedmont Triad.
Piedmont Triad area. Were we ever out there, Drew?
She gives me a little more information.
You got to give us a city. Yeah.
Winston-Salem, Greensboro.
Okay, Greensboro. We've been out there. We went to Clemson.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
All right, there
Clemson.
You go. Now, you understand, like, if you want to know where we were from, we wouldn't say Eagle Rock. It doesn't make any sense. You got to give you a San Francisco or a Hollywood.
Right.
Know what I'm saying, everybody?
Kennedy doesn't, though.
Yes, we talk to people that are in Wisconsin. It's like, where are you from? We're right by C. Kane. I got maps.
That's where the 405 and the 67 pass.
Mayor of Wisconsin. Give me a big city, please. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Question is for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Can you actually be allergic to sperm, to semen?
You can be, but it's relatively uncommon. You have some burning or something after intercourse?
Irritation, burning, reoccurring bladder infections, like 1 to 2 a month.
And you don't have the bladder infection if you use a condom?
Don't use a condom because allergic to latex.
Mm. Polyurethane condom?
Pardon me?
What about a polyurethane condom?
Never tried it.
All right, so one of the things you can test is to see if you still get all this reaction when you use a polyurethane condom. And some women just get recurrent vaginitis. These are bacterial overgrowths and inflammation of the vagina from reasons they're not well worked out. I was just reading an article about vaginal burning and vaginitis, and they were sort of saying, you know, this is most women don't get an answer for why this occurs. That's sort of an unsatisfying treatment.
Sometimes they're a little nutty too. And you never can rule that one out. But here's the thing: people that are allergic to latex. What about surgeons who wear latex gloves?
Yeah, I know.
Worked on them.
They claim that that's happens a lot. Yet I've never seen that.
Yeah, it's always like one of these. I mean, if you think about it, don't surgeons just exclusively wear latex gloves?
Absolutely. Well, strangely enough, when my son went for a surgery when he was one, remember you weren't here for that whole ordeal, but
I remember listening to it on the radio. Though
it's horrible. The anesthesiologist comes in and goes, asked about latex allergies. I'm like, no way. And she goes, well, you know, she was the one that did the original research on it and published the article that showed amazing incidence of latex allergies. And I thought, well, never seen it.
Right.
Read a few thousand people, never seen it.
Right.
Huh, really? 20% of people have it?
Well, this
go ahead and use the latex to treat my son. It's fine.
This is the whole thing, which is everyone in this country, at least, claims to be allergic to something. And I don't trust half of them. The ones that are going to die if I open my peanuts on the airplane. The ones who can't do the condoms. It's chocolate.
Sleep.
It's milk. Everyone's allergic to everything. And some of them are. But
it definitely occurs. That's
it happens. It's not to the point that they'd like us to believe.
Yeah.
And so if half the people are allergic to latex, and a surgeon cuts you open, and he's reaching around in your viscera.
They have to use polyurethane gloves.
With his gloves. They do?
Yeah.
They have polyurethane. Uh-huh. Well, that's right. But seems like there'd still be more guys, more EMT guys, more emergencies.
That themselves would have it. And they're out there.
No, I mean, guys getting in a car accident, EMT guys rushing in with their latex gloves on, you would just see all these problems.
And then you have situations like Kennedy, who adopts the latex allergy theory, when in fact it may just be introducing something to the vagina that's activating all this stuff, particularly urinary tract infections, Kennedy. That's something that just occurs from having sex.
What about I've talked to my gynecologist about it, and he referred me to a urologist because of the infections.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they did all kinds of, like, IVP tomas, x-rays, that kind of thing.
And they just tell you, watch the position, take an antibiotic every time, urinate after sex, and there you go.
Yes, they did all that, and all that. They also found out that I had a duplex kidney.
So what?
What's that mean?
Just double calyces.
Duplex kidney.
Yeah, so?
All right.
Would that have anything to do with correlation between the two?
No. Nothing to do with anything.
All right. So try.
Kenny's got some energy.
Hold on. First off, you say it's a little bit of a hypochondriac?
I'm starting to smell sexual abuse or something.
Mm-hmm. It could have been me. I just farted.
Oh, it could be the fart. It could be that. Yeah.
Jamie and I were going at it pretty good during the break.
Smells stronger than usual.
What you smell. Kennedy?
Yes?
Any sexual abuse in the past?
I'm not sure about that. I listen to you guys talk about, like, chronic pelvic pain and such things. Mm-hmm. I can remember... not actual things happening to me, but I often find myself thinking that something happened. But then you hear women say all the time, "Well, I don't remember. It was blocked, and I'm not. You know, is that even logical?"
Well, here's the thing.
Not a big believer in the blocked. But the
idea that you think something might be up is not a great sign.
Yeah, see, I'm a big believer though that you can just not remember because it was so early, but you'll still have dreams and impressions and sort of.
What about during sex?
That's the time when these things you flash back, that kind of thing. That's sort of typical of what's called the implicit memories left behind by early.
I have flashbacks of not getting laid in high school when I'm having sex.
And man, he complains about it too.
Yeah, I'm actually having sex and having flashbacks of me beating off in high school.
And,
my dad's house.
You know, you think that the tape of the guy being beheaded was disturbing.
This is worse.
Did not hurt you whatsoever.
Oh, they hurt everyone. It must have hurt because everyone around him is suffering dearly.
Yeah. Everyone has to pay now.
Quite successful, though.
Literally a millionaire. Literally.
That's about 40 grand in interest.
Kennedy's good. She should be part of the show all the time.
Kennedy, thanks for the setup. How's, you love your dad? Everything good?
Father died when I was 6.
Ew.
Of what?
Vietnam.
Oof. All right, baby doll. Well, look.
It's okay.
It's good times. I mean, it's fantastic. Okay. Cheers. You know. No, but the thing is
cheers, mate.
There's issues. Dad died in AM at 6. Yeah. And maybe I was molested.
Unexplained pelvic pain and burning.
Things to look into. Drew's spidey sense was
the way she was so preoccupied about urinary tract having urinary tract infections after sex is a normal problem, and many I dare say nearly most women will go through periods where they have that problem.
Mm-hmm.
And she's made a big deal of it, big, huge. And right. You can feel the trauma almost. It's like it's traumatic that she has a little
energy
burning. Yeah,
yeah. Now here's the thing. That's it's funny. I was just thinking about mostly hypochondriacs, Jews. I mean, let's be honest. I love the Jews, but. They focus on these things.
Focus.
And here's why the Jews are hypochondriacs. They're smarter than all of us. They actually memorize entire medical textbooks and then start thinking they have these symptoms. Whereas the Goyim, we can't be bothered with this stuff.
The Welsh are the same.
Welsh,
yeah, my mom's like that.
See, the more information you get, then you start thinking you have the symptoms you're reading about.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom phones me up and tells me I got things because she's read it somewhere.
That's nice.
Right.
And I'm like, huh? Really? What? And I start to believe it, but
Welsh, aren't we, huh?
Yeah.
But they don't go to the vagina; they go waist up, the Jews. And then it's the Goyim who was abused that goes vagina.
Interesting.
It's interesting because the
Jew goes bowel.
Jew slides right around the vagina, goes backside, goes bowel, and goes stomach, intestine, all that kind of stuff, the GI stuff. And then the Goyim goes vagina. Jew does not go vagina. They don't complain about the vagina.
Yeah.
It's interesting, Drew.
Celebrate.
Yes,
they don't complain about it.
Yes. And what about being Welsh and Welshing on a bet? Is that considered derogatory?
Welching, isn't it? Welching?
Yeah, that's a different thing.
Different culture, different thing. Yeah. What's it mean? I mean, I know it means, but I mean, where's it come from then?
I'll try to look it up.
Yeah?
Look it up.
Look it up.
Why didn't they make all surgeon gloves out of polyurethane then? They know that this latex,
I would think the polyurethane is less durable.
I don't know.
Than the latex,
he doesn't. Know?
Well, you just look at latex and polyurethane. I bet the polyurethane is less durable than the latex, but it's probably more expensive too. And sometimes some materials are harder to use in construction.
Yeah.
Harder to seam together and that kind of stuff. All right. We're going to take a little break. Drew's going to look up welching on a bet.
and find out if it has anything to do with the band.
The Welsh.
Yeah.
Tom Jones.
We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Lost Prophets here tonight. Jay and Mike.
Hey.
We'll start something. Name of the CD. Drew was looking up while welching on a bet and maybe connected to Wales.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Came under the same definition page as Welsh.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Could origin, though, unknown.
Origin unknown. All right.
You should make up an origin, though.
There's another side
it could be dated to today.
Yeah. Yeah, Drew, put your name in there. You put the doctor by the origin, and then people believe it.
Yeah.
That's the way it works. All right. Let's, it's always interesting to me, like paddy wagon and things like that, you know. I love things that have good derogatory terms that have just been woven into the fabric, and people don't even know what it means anymore.
Oh, but so many of our other words and things we use are like all the way back to Egypt and stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah.
We have no idea what it means.
Is that in Wales?
Yeah. Well, Egypt, Wales, same thing.
That's for the great Wealth. Pyramids? What do you guys got over there?
Mountains.
You got no pyramids? You got
and rain. Nothing? We got a lot
got
of rain.
Yeah. And mountains. You're building Green anything grass. Good over there?
Tom Jones.
We build
Tom Jones's. Loads of them. We got a conveyor belt.
You just crank out the
he's in he's in every single casino you go in.
Is it what goes on over there in Wales? Is it tourism?
People beating each other up.
It used to be
wailing
mining.
On each other.
Used to be mining.
Yeah,
coal mining.
We're kind of in the big void created by post-industrial Wales now, and we kind of living off England, which is a shame. But we're building up our, you know, identity again.
Yeah. And what do you guys feel like you need to really get on, you know, like, I don't know, good soccer club, something like that? What's going to get you on the map?
Lost Prophets.
Lost Prophets.
Oh, yeah. Lost Prophets. Well, music, creative.
Here,
right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Walked in.
You're right. Lost Prophets. That's right.
There you go.
I'm sorry. I was thinking sports. Alex? I mean, Alexis?
Yeah, hi.
What's up? You're 20.
Yeah. Drew, I've called before, and Adam, I love you. You're a genius, and you get told that a lot. But, Drew, you're really funny sometimes, and I don't think that you get enough credit for your sense of humor, and so I wanted to thank you for it and acknowledge it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Adam certainly wouldn't do that, so somebody has to. It's nice.
No, Drew's his physical comedy's the best, like the way he punches the mic inadvertently on a nightly basis.
Did Drew press the button
of course.
To speak to him? Yeah,
sure. All right, Alexis.
I think I'm going to buy your book tomorrow. But
thank you.
I haven't gotten paid yet. I just got a job, and I go to junior college, kind of, not really.
Ooh, wow.
My book is coming out in paperback in October, Cracked.
Yeah.
Good book.
Paperback.
Yeah.
All right.
When is it coming out in paperback, tomorrow?
Like October, September.
Okay. All right.
But buy the hardback. Help me. Support
October.
The hardback, right?
Paperback.
What's the difference? Does it like, go down to like $13 or something like that?
I think a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like. I think like
why is it just the cover that's more, or is it just a sort of symbolic whatever? All right, it's been out a year. I mean, here's what I'm saying: is it like a piece of technology? It's like this computer's been out for a year,
yeah.
And now it's time to drop the price.
I don't know. I'll have to ask him. I don't know what the
gotta be economics some of it's got to be manufacturing, but yeah. but double triple the price oftentimes.
Yeah, I think
not for a piece
the price.
Of cardboard.
Yeah.
All right, quadruple. That's four.
It's like a rebirth. You
I wonder if
re-promote
it's sort of
it again.
Space it on the shelf or something.
But, Drew, it's not quadruple, is it? I mean,
it's like $6 for a paperback, isn't it?
Well, I mean, most books drop down from like $24 down to like $12
12,
or nine something. Or
eight,
I don't know. I've never actually bought a book. I did see.
Maybe it's 12, right.
I did see a book at that big house where they keep them and they lend
bookstore?
Them to people.
Oh,
no,
library.
No, they. What's it called?
Library.
But it doesn't even have the word book in it.
I know, it's weird, huh? What
it's,
does it?
It's bad.
We'll call it the biblioteca. Let's call it
the biblioteca.
Yeah,
that's where they keep the bookas over there.
The bookas, the biblios.
Now, who would want to borrow a book?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, you want to hear what a loser my dad is?
Yeah.
He used to rent out records from the library when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
He would actually.
You know what a record is?
A man in his 40s. A man in
his
40s.
It's like a.
Does that go on a car?
It's like a CD, but it's bigger.
It's vinyl.
And it's made out of plastic.
Wow.
And when you leave it in the car, it melts.
Has it got
it
buttons?
It's too hot. It's got one hole in it. And ironically, the smaller ones had bigger holes.
I don't know who decided.
You had to put an adapter, a plastic
had a 45.
Adapter.
Yeah, they had to get this
compensation
weird,
thing
this
going
weird
on
little
there.
Thing you had to try to snap in there.
Or you had a your record player, your turntable had a weird.
Yeah, had a weird adapter thing. Couldn't have someone just made 45s that just had just a regular normal record hole in it? Is it really that huge, big size? You put your fist through its size hole. There was always some trouble. You're always missing. Hey, here's the other thing, too. You would be missing that little bit that went in the middle.
Always.
So you'd have to sort of try to balance it, maybe shove a match or something in there, try to hang on to it, or it would eventually get a little out of whack. Like, no one ever settled that. So 45s were around from 1931 to present day. Still haven't solved the riddle of the spacer in the middle?
Yeah.
Really? I used to love
the little handles that held the records and dropped them down.
Yeah.
I did
that was cool. It was high technology.
It was a good
because
sign.
Because it's so hard to take a record off.
Well, you'd stack them up so they could play it when
they
would
fall.
Yeah, you could get a little stack going. Yeah. Anyway, Dad used to rent those out.
That's good.
Rent those out. Yeah. And not rent them and record them.
No.
We'd just sit there and listen
not
to
rent
them.
Not rent them. Check them out.
I would check them out. I'm sorry. You're right. Man in his 40s. Checking out records. And by the way, records, not the most durable way to transport a sound or recreate a sound. Imagine what the ones at the library, the ones that have been there for 20 years and just lent out to junkies for 25 years. Imagine the kind of condition those would be in when you'd be listening to those.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Good times, everybody. Yeah. Lost Prophets here tonight. Take a quick break. Be right back. Well, everyone, that's the show. Steve-O, Chris Pontius coming in from, well, you know him from Jackass, coming in tomorrow night. I want to, again, tell everyone that the Lost Prophets are going to be over at the House of Blues on Friday the 14th. That is this Friday.
Yep.
Tickets only $14. Almost nothing by today's dollar rate. The name of the album, Start Something, is out. Go get it. Jamie, Mike, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
We'll see you here real soon. Until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Look, that's disturbing.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.